Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The international community expects developed countries like Canada to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% over the next 40 years. According to Dr. David Lazell of ICE, the Institute for Sustainable Energy, Environment and Economy at the University of Calgary, policies to support innovation in energy are imperative. Speaking at the InnoWest conference in Edmonton, Dr. Lazell outlined some steps to decarbonize our energy system.
I just heard a very interesting talk the other day about some game-changing fusion research. There's certainly solar technology, solar cells are coming down in price. Certainly, there's ways of thinking in systems, the way we build our cities, the way we build our transportation systems, development of electric cars can reduce considerably. Certainly, behavioral change, I mean, that's the big one, right? If you can have people so that they don't need a 4,000-pound car to go and get a jug of milk from the store, they can actually be more efficient in how we move around.
That was Dr. David Lazell of the Institute for Sustainable Energy, Environment, and Economy. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.